Okay, this is a very special five-day forecast, John, because we have the S word in our five-day forecast.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's special because we have Craig Copleen.
That's what I was thinking.
Me too.
We have meteorologist Craig Copleen with us. Okay, so Craig, when will we see flurries?
Yeah, so it looks like Saturday afternoon and Saturday night.
Okay.
But it doesn't look like it's going to accumulate, at least not on the roads. There might be as much as an inch or less on the grass, but I think the roads will be mainly just wet. Areas along the lakeshore may not get any snow at all because it'll be just slightly warmer there. So, yeah, I think most places outside of that area, the lakeshore area, probably going to see your first snow of the season, but it doesn't look like it's going to be all that impactful.
Well, and Friday is warm. We could hit 60 tomorrow. So what role does that play in how likely it is the snow sticks on Saturday?
Well, it plays a role in that the ground just in general is still pretty warm. And, of course, the air going into the weekend will be pretty warm. You're right, John. High's around 60 tomorrow. So what a nice start to the weekend, right? But, boy, it is going to get lousy so fast. On Saturday, the day the snow moves in, we may actually make it into the low 40s before the rain and snow comes in. So the way that Saturday plays out is, we start with rain at sometime late at morning or so. Rain moves in. And then as the day goes on, the temperature goes down. And that's when we'll see in mid-afternoon or so. First to the west of Milwaukee and then closer to the city later in the mid-afternoon or maybe early evening hours, we'll see the rain gradually change over to snow. And then we'll have wet snowflakes falling through the at least first half of the night. It probably won't end. I mean, it probably will end by around midnight or so. But when the temps go down, oh my goodness. So Saturday's just going to be lousy because of the rain and snow. Sunday's going to be lousy because it's going to be our first bout of winter cold this season. We're looking at highs on Sunday just in the middle 30s and wind chills not doing any better than around 20, maybe low 20s at best. Windy on Sunday. It's going to be cold.
I'm going to be so busy this weekend. So on Saturday morning, I'm going to be on the roads really early. Then all day Sunday, I'm going to be going up north down. This is going to be the worst driving day maybe because, you know, Craig, so many people forget how to drive when there's even
the
a little bit.
First one, especially.
The first little anything bit of snow.
Yeah. And so I'm pretty confident that snow on the roads won't be a problem, but they will be wet. There's no question about that. And maybe a little slush here and there. So at the very least, you know, the roads will be not in perfect driving conditions just because of the fact that they're going to be wet. And then on Sunday, for any driving around, the biggest impact is going to be wind. It's going to be real windy on Sunday. That might impact driving just a little bit as well.
Look at that Packer forecast. So I'm looking at Sunday in Green Bay. It's a high of 36. That's the high, and it's likely to snow, it says, in Green Bay on Sunday. Low there's 24, so about freezing maybe at kickoff.
Yeah, so they play Monday night this week, right?
Oh, you're right. Sorry. You are. Look at so Monday, the high is only 38. So
right.
At night, it's not going to be 38. At night, it could be,
no,
I don't know.
I would imagine kickoff will be something in the low 30s.
Oh,
maybe
I wish it was still
30, 31, 32.
I wish it was on Sunday. The
snow is fun, isn't it?
It makes it so much more fun.
Hey, Craig, when is the average for snowfall? Isn't it early November on average for Milwaukee?
It is. Yeah, we just passed the date. Now, I'm going to try and quickly see if I can open up my calendar, but we did just pass the average date of the first snow.
I saw that, too. I thought it was maybe
November,
the 3rd or 4th. Second,
November
2nd.
Okay. Yeah, the 2nd is the average of the first trace of snow, and that may indeed be what actually officially gets recorded on Saturday night. That is not much more than a trace. Maybe a couple of tenths of an inch. That's about all I would expect with this weekend snow. But it indeed is going to be, you know, it's going to be that first milestone of the cold season, seeing flakes flying around for the first time since last winter.
Hey, give us a peek ahead when you look into next week. Are we going to warm back up?
Yeah, we are. It's going to take just a little bit of time. So I told you how cold Sunday's going to be, and Monday's going to be no bargain either, with highs only in the 30s again on Monday. But then we get into the 40s on Tuesday and around 50 on Wednesday and Thursday. So yeah, we're going to pull out of it pretty quickly. Unfortunately, you know, it's going to be this weekend that things are kind of lousy. And I know for folks who are putting off, like, the, you know, the raking of the leaves,
right,
or getting the patio furniture put away, and maybe had this weekend targeted for that, it's not going to be great.
It's not. Meteorologist Craig Copleen. Hey, Craig, thank you. We appreciate it.
Anytime.
It could also be a dicey weekend if you're headed to the airport and not because of the weather. Tens of thousands of flights are set to be canceled. The limitation in the air is set to begin tomorrow, and we're already learning more information about who will be impacted. ABC's Alex Stone is with us. Alex, 40 major airports, lots of flights, and we're just getting more detail, right?
Yeah, no, it's not going to be good if it's really carried out, John, the way that they are saying that it will be. This has potential to be a major problem for anybody traveling. The airlines were given an hour's notice, an hour's heads up yesterday before the FAA announced that it would begin canceling 10% of flights. And this is to reduce strain on this system, as so many air traffic controllers now, and TSA, but really this is about air traffic controllers, are calling out sick because of the government shutdown. And it is 40 major airports. It is those around New York, Atlanta, Houston, Chicago, Denver, L.A., Seattle, all over the place. And all across the country, everything that feeds into those will have flights cut, and it's going to be a mess. The TSA administrator announcing that they got to do it.
We have decided that a 10% reduction in scheduled capacity would be appropriate.
And Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says this comes down to safety, that we are now at a critical point where staffing is so light in control towers and air traffic control centers that to keep the skies safe, they've got to reduce the number of planes in the air, and that they've had to shut down so many towers and really reduce the numbers flying into certain areas, that they've gotten to the point where so many folks are calling out sick now, saying that they can't come in because they haven't been paid in a number of weeks, and they don't have money for childcare or for gas or for food, or they're burned out working 6 days a week, 10 hours at a time, and they can't come in. But Duffy's saying,
in the end, our sole role is to make sure that we keep this airspace as safe as possible. This is about, where's the pressure, and how do we alleviate the pressure?
So this is going to be 10% of flights cut out of those airports in and out. It'll begin tonight into tomorrow with 4% of flights and then ramp up to 10%. But that is thousands of flights and hundreds of thousands or more of flyers who have had going to have their flights canceled. Delta and United are already beginning to do it. The CEO of Frontier is saying if you are flying out, that you should book on multiple airlines right now, likely refundable, if you don't want to get stranded somewhere if your flight is canceled. He's saying this is really serious. You're going to get stuck. You got to be ready. Henry Hartvelt is an aviation industry consultant. He says he's never seen anything like this.
This is going to be an unimaginable, unprecedented, unwelcome, unpleasant level of chaos.
So the airlines, they've got to make these cuts to comply with it. And there is some things that some airlines are going to be able to do. There are some things that they can swap out bigger planes. So let's say you've got 3 737s going to Denver. Now they can swap out those three for 1 777 if they've got it available, and you can still get everybody out. So there are workarounds. This is about the number of planes in the air, not the number of passengers that you're flying around. So if they can reduce the number of planes, they have achieved that. And with the European summer into fall travel season winding down, they have bigger wide-body planes that are more readily available. But if you're Southwest or Frontier or Allegiant or Spirit, you can't do that. You don't have bigger planes. So depends on the airline that you're going to be on. But we talked to folks at airports today, and they seem kind of unready for it. This guy's going to Denver. He's coming back on Saturday. He says he's just going to have to deal with it. He's not going to buy multiple tickets.
No, there's no plan. Yeah, I'll just sit at the airport all day and wait.
And that may be what people are doing. We'll find out. So theoretically, the impacts could begin tonight, but likely more tomorrow and then moving into the weekend.
ABC's Alex Stone. Alex, thank you.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
So we're scheduled to fly out on Saturday at 8 a.m. to go see our new little grandbaby, Theo, in New York.
For the first time.
Yep. So we're scheduled to fly out at 8 a.m. So right now, everything's still on track, but it's only Thursday. So who knows what happens Saturday. So if you think about it, at a place like New York, we're flying into LaGuardia. If 10% of the flights are not flying in there, that means that's about 50 flights, because they have about 500 flights a day that land there. They're also saying, though, that most of the flights that will be canceled are on small commuter airlines. So if you're flying into New York from Syracuse or from Albany or from Bangor, Maine, that flight's more likely to be canceled than if you're flying in from a hub. And we fly from Milwaukee to Chicago and Chicago to New York. American has also said they're not cutting any flights that are between hubs.
Okay.
And Chicago and New York is a hub. So theoretically, we should be okay, but none of us know, right? We could get to the airport on Saturday and be out of luck.
Oh, I thought you were doing a direct.
Yeah, nope, we're going hub to hub. So we fly to Chicago, and so we'll see. We'll see. What can you do, right? There's nothing you can do.
You're going to see that baby no matter what.
Oh, yeah. If I have to give Michelle a piggyback ride all the way to New York, we're going to see that baby. Seriously, we have talked about, though, we will get in the car and drive. We will. If our flight gets canceled, we will be in the car the second we find out, and we'll just drive. I mean, we will not be denied.